Located within 1,000 feet of the new landfill, the Great Salt Lake would be at risk, specifically from power plant waste. Lynn DeFreitas, the executive director of Friends of Salt Lake, says the byproduct coal ash is one of the main concerns.
It's very dry and powdery, and the prevailing winds on the Promontory Peninsula are pretty gusty and pretty consistent. Even under the best of circumstances, I think it's really hard to guarantee that you are preventing all potential fugitive dust from the operation from finding its way into the lake.
The terrain of the area is at a slight incline, and DeFreitas says any seismic activity could jeopardize the structures of the landfill designed to keep the waste from contaminating the natural resources and wildlife in the area. The environmental impacts would also lead to economic impacts for businesses that use the lake. Industries such as mineral extraction and brine shrimp are held to high product standards.
The market for aquaculture wants to be sure that when they're buying brine shrimp eggs from Great Salt Lake, that it's not tainted with mercury or various heavy metals that could be a problem for the product that they're providing as a food source.
If the landfill does take waste from other states, it would generate a large income. But DeFreitas says it would be hard to replace the $1.3 billion in revenue the lake already brings in annually. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.